How layers form in our snowpack. A snowpack is a stack of many different snow layers, each formed under different weather conditions and each with its own story to tell. Every snowfall, warm spell, cold snap, or wind event leaves a signature in the snow. Over time, these events build a layered structure, much like pages in a book. As soon as a new storm hits the ground, it immediately begins to change. Wind can pack it into dense slabs, sun can melt the surface and refreeze it into a crust, long periods of cold, clear weather can cause faceted crystals or surface hoar to grow. Then the next storm buries that surface, locking weak or strong layers into the snowpack. This layering matters because not all snow bonds well to the layer above or below it. Some layers become strong and supportive, while others remain weak, sugary, or slippery. When a strong, stiff slab sits on top of a weak layer, it creates a classic slab avalanche structure. The snowpack is also constantly changing. Layers strengthen, weaken, melt, or transform depending on temperature, moisture, and pressure over time. That means today's conditions may not reflect yesterday's, and tomorrow's could be different again. Understanding how layers form helps you ask better questions in the mountains. What happened before the last storm? Was there a crust, surface hoar, or faceted layer on the surface? How thick and dense is the snow sitting above it? Learning to recognize layers doesn't happen overnight. It happens through observation, practice, and time in the field. That's why we revisit snowpack structure over and over throughout this course and during your field days. The more you understand how the snowpack is built, the better you'll be at spotting red flags and making safer travel decisions. We want to think like investigators, always paying attention to the snow surface before it gets buried by the next storm. Was there a crust? Was there surface hoar, facets? We'll dive into each of these layers in the next lessons. The strength of our new layer will depend on what type of snow crystals were on the surface before the storm, how much snow we received, and temperature. Anytime a substantial storm comes in, 20 to 30 centimeters, we can expect to see a natural avalanche cycle. The new load simply has not had time to bond to itself or to the old snow surface. We like to give our storm cycles at least 48 hours to settle out before we start poking around back there. Enjoy a couple pow days at your local ski hill and then go and investigate in safe, simple terrain to start. In the photo above, we can see light and dark layers. The light layers tell us that those snow crystals have air between them and therefore are not bonded well. This means it's a weak layer. The darker layers tell us that they have less air between them and have formed stronger bonds. How strong bonds are directly depends on the type of snow crystals we're dealing with. Our snowpack is not a fan of any sort of rapid change. If it snowed 2 centimeters every day and stayed the same temperature, our snowpack would love it and be strong as ever. Whenever we have any rapid change, we can expect our snowpack will need time to adjust. Examples are rapid temperature change, rapid loading, direct sun, and wind.